The Wasteland, T.S. Eliot. Listen to and download free AI-generated audiobooks at 3ords.com. The Project Gutenberg ebook of The Wasteland. This ebook is for the use of anyone anywhere in the United States and most other parts of the world at no cost and with almost no restrictions whatsoever. You may copy it, give it away, or reuse it under the terms of the Project Gutenberg license included with this ebook or online at www.gutenberg.org. If you are not located in the United States, you will have to check the laws of the country where you are located before using this ebook title. The Wasteland Author, T.S. Eliot, release date, May 1, 1998, ebook 1321, most recently updated, October 29, 2024. Language, English, other information and formats. www.gutenberg.org/ebook/1321credits. An anonymous Project Gutenberg volunteer and David Widger, asterisk start of the project GUTENBRGEBOOK The Wasteland asterisk, The Wasteland, by T.S. Eliot contents. I, The Burial of the Dead, Roman 2. A Game of Chess, Roman 3. The Fire Sermon, Roman 4. Death by Water, V. What the Thunder Said, Notes on the Wasteland. Nam sibilam quidem cumis ego ips oculis maes, vidi in ampulla pendir, et cum illi puri dicerent, sigma iota beta upsilon lambda lambda alpha tau gota, theta epsilon lambda epsilon iota sigma. Respondabat ala letter 1F00, pi omicron theta alpha nu epsilon letter 1FD6 nu theta epsilon lambda omega. For Ezra Pound, Il Miglior Fabro. I the Burial of the Dead. April is the cruelest month, breeding, lilacs out of the dead land, mixing, memory and desire stirring dull roots with spring rain. Winter kept us warm, covering earth in forgetful snow, feeding a little life with dried tubers. Summer surprised us, coming over the Starnbergersee. With a shower of rain, we stopped in the colonnade and went on in sunlight into the Hofgarten, and drank coffee and talked for an hour. Bin gar kein Russen, Stamm, aus Litauen, ek Deutsch. And when we were children, staying at the Archduke, my cousin, he took me out on a sled and I was frightened. He said, Marie, Marie, hold on tight. And down we went in the mountains, there you feel free. I read much of the night and go south in the winter. What are the roots that clutch, what branches grow out of this stony rubbish? Son of man, 20 you cannot say or guess, for you know only a heap of broken images where the sun beats, and the dead tree gives no shelter, the cricket no relief. And the dry stone no sound of water. Only, there is shadow under this red rock. Come in under the shadow of this red rock, and I will show you something different from either your shadow at morning striding behind you, or your shadow at evening rising to meet you. I will show you fear in a handful of dust. 30. Frisch weit der Wind, der Heimat zu, main irisch kind, woe whilest du? You gave me hyacinths first a year ago. They called me the hyacinth girl. Yet when we came back late from the hyacinth garden, your arms full and your hair wet, I could not speak, and my eyes failed, I was neither living nor dead, and I knew nothing. 40. Looking into the heart of light, the silence, Eid und Lear des Meer. Madame Sausistress, famous clairvoyante, had a bad cold, nevertheless, is known to be the wisest woman in Europe, with a wicked pack of cards. Here, said she, is your card, the drowned Phoenician sailor. Those are pearls that were his eyes. Look. Here is Belladonna, the lady of the rocks, the lady of situations. 50. Here is the man with three staves, and here the wheel, and here is the one-eyed merchant, and this card, which is blank, is something he carries on his back, which I am forbidden to see. I do not find the hanged man. Fear death by water. I see crowds of people walking round in a ring. Thank you. If you see dear Mrs. Equitone, tell her I bring the horoscope myself. One must be so careful these days. Unreal City, 60. Under the brown fog of a winter dawn, a crowd flowed over London Bridge, so many. I had not thought death had undone so many. Sighs, short and infrequent, were exhaled, and each man fixed his eyes before his feet. Flowed up the hill and down King William Street, to where St. Mary Woolnoth kept the hours, with a dead sound on the final stroke of 9. There I saw one I knew and stopped him, crying, Stetson, you who were with me in the ships at Miley. 70. That corpse you planted last year in your garden, has it begun to sprout? Will it bloom this year? Or has the sudden frost disturbed its bed? Oh, keep the dog far hence, that's friend to men, or with his nails he'll dig it up again. You, hypocrite lecteur, mon semblable, mon freer. Aye, a game of chess. The chair she sat in, like a burnished throne, glowed on the marble where the glass, held up by standards wrought with fruited vines, from which a golden cupidon peeped out 80. Another hid his eyes behind his wing, doubled the flames of seven-branched candelabra, reflecting light upon the table as the glitter of her jewels rose to meet it, from satin cases poured in rich profusion, in vials of ivory and colored glass, unstoppered, lurked her strange synthetic perfumes. Unguent, powdered, or liquid, troubled, confused, and drowned the scents in odors, stirred by the air, that freshened from the window, these ascended 90, in fattening the prolonged candle flames, flung their smoke into the laqueria, stirring the pattern on the coffered ceiling. Huge seawood fed with copper, burned green and orange, framed by the colored stone, in which sad light a carved dolphin swam, above the antique mantle was displayed, as though a window gave upon the sylvan scene. The change of Philomel by the barbarous king, so rudely forced, yet there the nightingale 100, filled all the desert with inviolable voice, and still she cried and still the world pursues. Jug jug to dirty ears and other withered stumps of time were told upon the walls, staring forms, leaned out, leaning, hushing the room enclosed. Footsteps shuffled on the stair, under the firelight, under the brush, her hair, spread out in fiery points, glowed into words, then would be savagely still. 110. My nerves are bad tonight. Yes, bad, stay with me. Speak to me, why do you never speak? Speak. What are you thinking of? What thinking? What? I never know what you're thinking. Think. I think we are in Rat's Alley where the dead men lost their bones. What is that noise? The wind under the door. What is that noise now? What is the wind doing? Nothing again, nothing. 120. Do you know nothing? Do you see nothing? Do you remember? Nothing. I remember. Those are pearls that were his eyes. Are you alive or not? Is there nothing in your head? But oh, 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 that Shakespearean rag. It's so elegant, so intelligent. 130. What shall I do now? What shall I do? I shall rush out as I am and walk the street. With my hair down, so, what shall we do tomorrow? What shall we ever do? The hot water at 10, and if it rains, a closed car at 4, and we shall play a game of chess, pressing lidless eyes and waiting for a knock upon the door. When Lil's husband got demobbed, I said. I didn't mince my words, I said to her myself, 140, hurry up, please, it's time. Now Albert's coming back, make yourself a bit smart. He want to know what you done with that money he gave you to get yourself some teeth. He did, I was there. You have them all out, Lil, and get a nice set. He said, I swear, I can't bear to look at you, and no more can't I said, and think of poor Albert. He's been in the army 4 years, he wants a good time. And if you don't give it him, there's others will, I said. Oh, is there, she said. Something oh that, I said. 150. Then I'll know who to thank, she said, and give me a straight look. Hurry up, please, it's time. If you don't like it, you can get on with it, I said. Others can pick and choose if you can't. But if Albert makes off, it won't be for lack of telling. You ought to be ashamed, I said, to look so antique. And her only 31. I can't help it, she said, pulling a long face. It's them pills I took to bring it off, she said. She's had 5 already and nearly died of young George. 160. The chemist said it would be all right, but I've never been the same. You are a proper fool, I said. Well, if Albert won't leave you alone, there it is, I said. What you get married for if you don't want children, hurry up, please, it's time. Well, that Sunday Albert was home, they had a hot gammon, and they asked me in to dinner to get the beauty of it hot. Hurry up, please, it's time. Hurry up, please, it's time. Goonight, Bill. Goonight, Lou. Goonight, May. Goonight. 170, ta-ta. Goonight. Goonight. Good night, ladies, good night. Sweet ladies, good night, good night. Aye, the fire sermon. The river's tent is broken. The last fingers of leaf clutch and sink into the wet bank. The wind crosses the brown land unheard. The nymphs are departed. Sweet Thames, run softly till I end my song. The river bears no empty bottles, sandwich papers, silk handkerchiefs, cardboard boxes, cigarette ends, or other testimony of summer nights. The nymphs are departed, and their friends, the loitering heirs of city directors, 180, departed, have left no addresses. By the waters of Lemon, I sat down and wept. Sweet Thames, run softly till I end my song. Sweet Thames, run softly, for I speak not loud or long, but at my back in a cold blast I hear the rattle of the bones and chuckle spread from ear to ear. A rat crept softly through the vegetation, dragging its slimy belly on the bank, while I was fishing in the dull canal, on a winter evening round behind the gas house 190, musing upon the king my brother's wreck. And on the king my father's death before him, white bodies naked on the low damp ground, and bones cast in a little low dry garret, rattled by the rat's foot only year to year. But at my back from time to time I hear the sound of horns and motors which shall bring Sweeney to Mrs. Porter in the spring. Oh, the moon shone bright on Mrs. Porter, and on her daughter 200, they wash their feet in soda water. Et oces voix d'enfants, chantant dans la coupole, twit, twit, twit. Jug, 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 so rudely forked, teru unreal city, under the brown fog of a winter noon, mister. Eugenides, the Smyrna merchant, unshaven with a pocket full of currants 210c, IF, London, documents at sight, asked me in demotic French, to luncheon at the Cannon Street Hotel, followed by a weekend at the Metropole, at the violet hour when the eyes and back turn upward from the desk when the human engine waits, like a taxi throbbing waiting. I, Tiresias, though blind, throbbing between two lives, old man with wrinkled female breasts, can see, at the violet hour, the evening hour that strives 220 homeward and brings the sailor home from sea. The typist home at tea time, clears her breakfast, lights her stove, and lays out food in tins, out of the window perilously spread. Her drying combinations touched by the sun's last rays. On the divan are piled, at night her bed, stockings, slippers, camisoles, and stays. I, Tiresias, old man with wrinkled dugs, perceived the scene and foretold the rest. I too awaited the expected guest. 230, he, the young man carbuncular, arrives, a small house agent's clerk with one bold stare, one of the low on whom assurance sits, as a silk hat on a Bradford millionaire. The time is now propitious, as he guesses, the meal is ended, she is bored and tired, endeavors to engage her in caresses, which still are unreproved if undesired. Flushed and decided, he assaults at once, exploring hands encounter no defense. 240, his vanity requires no response and makes a welcome of indifference. And I, Tiresias, have foresuffered all, enacted on this same divan or bed, I who have sat by Thebes below the wall and walked among the lowest of the dead, bestows one final patronizing kiss and gropes his way, finding the stairs unlit. She turns and looks a moment in the glass. Hardly aware of her departed lover, 250, her brain allows one half-formed thought to pass. Well, now that's done, and I'm glad it's over. When lovely woman stoops to folly and paces about her room again alone, she smooths her hair with automatic hand and puts a record on the gramophone. This music crept by me upon the waters, and along the strand up Queen Victoria Street, O city, city, I can sometimes hear, beside a public bar in Lower Thames Street, 260. The pleasant whining of a mandolin, and a clatter and a chatter from within, where fishmen lounge at noon, where the walls of Magnus Martyr hold inexplicable splendor of Ionian white and gold. The river sweats oil and tar, the barges drift with the turning tide. Red sails 270 wide to leeward swing on the heavy spar, the barges wash, drifting logs down Greenwich Reach, past the Isle of Dogs, Waialala Leia, Walala Leia Lala, Elizabeth and Leicester, beating oars 280. The stern was formed, a gilded shell, red and gold, the brisk swell, rippled both shores, southwest wind carried downstream, the peal of bells, white towers, Waialala Leia 290, Walala Leia Lala, trams and dusty trees, Highbury bore me, Richmond and Kew undid me. By Richmond I raised my knees, supine on the floor of a narrow canoe. My feet are at Moorgate and my heart under my feet. After the event, he wept. He promised a new start. I made no comment. What should I resent? On Margate sands, 300, I can connect, nothing with nothing, the broken fingernails of dirty hands, my people humble people who expect nothing. La la, to Carthage then I came, burning, 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 O Lord, thou pluckest me out, O Lord, thou pluckest 310, burning. IV, death by water, Phlebas the Phoenician, a fortnight dead, forgot the cry of gulls and the deep sea swell, and the profit and loss, a current under sea, picked his bones in whispers. As he rose and fell, he passed the stages of his age and youth, entering the whirlpool, Gentile or Jew, O you who turn the wheel and look to windward, 320, consider Phlebas, who was once handsome and tall as you. V, what the thunder said, after the torchlight red on sweaty faces, after the frosty silence in the gardens, after the agony in stony places, the shouting and the crying, prison and palace and reverberation of thunder of spring over distant mountains, he who was living is now dead, we who were living are now dying, with a little patience 330, here is no water but only rock, rock and no water and the sandy road, the road winding above among the mountains, which are mountains of rock without water. If there were water we should stop and drink. Amongst the rock one cannot stop or think. Sweat is dry and feet are in the sand. If there were only water amongst the rock, dead mountain mouth of carious teeth that cannot spit. Here one can neither stand nor lie nor sit 340. There is not even silence in the mountains, but dry sterile thunder without rain. There is not even solitude in the mountains, but red sullen faces sneer and snarl from doors of mud-cracked houses. If there were water and no rock. If there were rock and also water and water 350, a spring, a pool among the rock, if there were the sound of water only, not the cicada and dry grass singing, but sound of water over a rock, where the hermit thrush sings in the pine trees, drip, drop, drip, drop, 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 but there is no water. Who is the third who walks always beside you? When I count, there are only you and I together 360. But when I look ahead up the white road, there is always another one walking beside you, gliding wrapped in a brown mantle, hooded. I do not know whether a man or a woman. But who is that on the other side of you? What is that sound high in the air, murmur of maternal lamentation? Who are those hooded hordes swarming over endless plains, stumbling in cracked earth, ringed by the flat horizon only 370? What is the city over the mountains? Cracks and reforms and bursts in the violet air, falling towers. Jerusalem, Athens, Alexandria. Vienna, London, unreal. A woman drew her long black hair out tight and fiddled whisper music on those strings and bats with baby faces in the violet light. Whistled and beat their wings 380 and crawled head downward down a blackened wall. And upside down in air were towers, tolling reminiscent bells that kept the hours and voices singing out of empty cisterns and exhausted wells. In this decayed hole among the mountains, in the faint moonlight, the grass is singing. Over the tumbled graves about the chapel, there is the empty chapel, only the wind's home. It has no windows and the door swings. Dry bones can harm no one. 390, only a cock stood on the roof tree. Co-co-rico, co-co-rico in a flash of lightning. Then a damp gust bringing rain, Ganga was sunken and the limp leaves waited for rain while the black clouds gathered far distant over Himavant, the jungle crouched humped in silence. Then spoke the thunder, Da 400. Data, what have we given, my friend, blood shaking my heart, the awful daring of a moment's surrender, which an age of prudence can never retract. By this, and this only, we have existed, which is not to be found in our obituaries, or in memories draped by the beneficent spider, or under seals broken by the lean solicitor. In our empty rooms, Da 410, Deadvam, I have heard the key, turn in the door once and turn once only, we think of the key, each in his prison. Thinking of the key, each confirms a prison. Only at nightfall ethereal rumors revive for a moment a broken Coriolanus. Da Damiata, the boat responded, gaily to the hand expert with sail and oar. The sea was calm, your heart would have responded 420, gaily, when invited, beating obedient, to controlling hands. I sat upon the shore, fishing, with the arid plain behind me. Shall I at least set my lands in order? London Bridge is falling down, falling down, falling down. Poi esascos nel foco ci glia fina, quando fiam sucelidin. O swallow, swallow. Le Prince d'Aquitaine a la Toraboli. These fragments I have shored against my ruins 430. Why then I'll fit you. Hieronymos mad agendata, deadvam, damiata, shanty, shanty, shanty. Line 415, ethereal, ethereal. Line 428, sue Udi, editor. Notes on the Wasteland. Not only the title, but the plan and a good deal of the incidental symbolism of. The poem were suggested by Miss Jessie L. Weston's book on the Grail, Legend, From Ritual to Romance. Macmillan, Cambridge, indeed, so deeply, am I indebted, Miss Weston's book will elucidate the difficulties of the poem much better than my notes can do, and I recommend it, apart from the great interest of the book itself, to any who thinks such elucidation of the poem worth the trouble. To another work of anthropology I am indebted in general, one which has influenced our generation profoundly, I mean, The Golden Bough. I have used especially the two volumes, Adonis, Attis, Osiris. Anyone who is acquainted with these works will immediately recognize in the poem certain references to vegetation ceremonies. I, the burial of the dead, line 20. Cf. Ezekiel 2:1-23. Cf. Ecclesiastes 12:5-31. V. Tristan undissolved. I, verses 5-8. 42. Id Roman 3, verse 24-46. I am not familiar with the exact constitution of the tarot pack of cards from which I have obviously departed to suit my own convenience. The Hanged Man, a member of the traditional pack, fits my purpose in two ways, because he is associated in my mind with the Hanged God of Fraser, and because I associate him with the hooded figure in The Passage of the Disciples to Emmaus in Part V, The Phoenician Sailor. And the Merchant appear later, also the crowds of people, and Death by Water is executed in Part IV. The Man with Three Staves, an authentic member of the tarot pack I associate quite arbitrarily with the Fisher King himself, 60. Cf. Baudelaire, Formulante Cité, Cité, Plain de Rerves, Ule Spectre and Plein Jour Racroche le Passant, 63. Cf. Inferno, Roman 3, 55-7. Silunga Trata di Gent, Cio non avrei mai creduto. Chi mort tanta en avis disfata, 64. Cf. Inferno, Roman 4, 25-7, Quivi secondo chi per ascoltare, non avia pianto ma chi di sospiri, Chi Allura Eterna Faceven Tremere, 68, a phenomenon which I have often noticed, 74, cf. The Dirge in Webster, White Devil, 76, V. Baudelaire Preface to Fleurs du Mal, Roman 2, A Game of Chess, 77, cf. Antony and Cleopatra, II, Roman 2, L. 190-92, Laqueria, V. Aeneid, I. 726 Dependent Lichni Laqueribus Aures, Incensi et Noctum Flammis Funalia Vincunt, 98, Sylvan Scene, V. Milton, Paradise Lost, Roman 4, 140-99, V. Ovid, Metamorphoses, Roman 6, Philomela, 100, cf. Part III, L. 204-115, cf. Part III, L. 195-118, cf. Webster, Is the Wind in That Door Still? 126, cf. Part I L 37-48-138, cf. The Game of Chess in Middleton, Women Beware Women, Roman 3, The Fire Sermon 176, V. Spencer, Prothalamion, 192, cf. The Tempest, I. Roman 2 196, cf. Marvel to His Coy Mistress, 197, cf. Day, Parliament of Bees. When of the sudden, listening, you shall hear a noise of horns and hunting which shall bring Actaeon to Diana in the spring, where all shall see her naked skin. 199. I do not know the origin of the ballad from which these lines are taken. It was reported to me from Sydney, Australia, 202. V. Verlaine, Parsifal, 210. The currents were quoted at a price, carriage and insurance, free to London, and the bill of lading, etc., were to be handed to the buyer upon payment of the site draft, 210. Carriage and insurance free, cost, insurance and freight editor, 218. Tiresias, although a mere spectator and not indeed a character, is yet the most important personage in the poem, uniting all the rest, just as the one-eyed merchant, seller of currants, melts into the Phoenician sailor, and the latter is not wholly distinct from Ferdinand, Prince of Naples, so all the women are one woman. And the two sexes meet in Tiresias. What Tiresias sees, in fact, is the substance of the poem. The whole passage from Ovid is of great anthropological interest. Cum ionon iocos et mare vestra profto est, quam qui contingit maribus, dixis, voluptas. Illa neget, placuit qui sit sententia docti, querer tiresi, Venus huic erat utrec noda, nam duo magnorum viridi coentia silva, corpora serpentum baculi vilaverat ictu. Dec viro factus, murabile femina septum, egerat autumnos, octavo versus iustum, vidit et est vestri si tanta potentia plagi. Dixit ut auctoris sordum in contraria mutet, nunc quoque vos feriam. Percussus anguibus istum, forma prior rediit genitive ec venit imago, arbiter hic igitur sumptus delight iacosa, dicta iavis firmet, gravia saturnia iusto, nec pro materia furder dolua suic, iudicis eterna damnivit lumina noct. Et pater omnipotens, nec enim licit in rita cuiquam, facta de fessus dio pro lumina dempto, sire futura dedit ponemc levavit honor, 221. This may not appear as exact as Sappho's lines, but I had in mind the longshore or dory fisherman who returns at nightfall, 253. V. Goldsmith, the song in The Vicar of Wakefield, 257. V. The Tempest, as above, 264. The interior of St. Magnus Martyr is to my mind one of the finest among Wren's interiors. C. The proposed demolition of 19 city churches, P.S. King & Son, Limited, 266. The Song of the Three Thames Daughters begins here, from line 292 to 306 inclusive they speak in turn v. Gerderdemmerung, I, the Rhine Daughters, 279, v. Froude, Elizabeth, Vol, ICH, Roman 4, Letter of De Quadra. To Philip of Spain, in the afternoon we were in a barge, watching the games on the river. The Queen was alone with Lord Robert and myself on the poop, when they began to talk nonsense and went so far that Lord Robert at last said, as I was on the spot, there was no reason why they should not be married if the Queen pleased. 293. Cf. Purgatorio, v. 133, Ricordidi di me, chi son la pia siena mifi, disfessimi morema. 307. V. St. Augustine, Confessions. To Carthage then I came, where a cauldron of unholy love sang all about mine ears. 308. The complete text of the Buddha's fire sermon, which corresponds in importance to the Sermon on the Mount from which these words are taken, will be found translated in the late Henry Clark Warren, Buddhism, in Translation, Harvard Oriental Series. Mr. Warren was one of the great pioneers of Buddhist studies in the Occident, 309. From St. Augustine, confessions, again, the collocation of these two representatives of Eastern and Western asceticism, as the culmination of this part of the poem is not an accident, v. What the Thunder Said. In the first part of part V, three themes are employed, the journey to Emmaus, the approach to the Chapel Perilous. See Miss Weston's book and the Present Decay of Eastern Europe, 357. This is Turdus aenalishki palisae, the hermit thrush, which I have heard in Quebec County. Chapman says, Handbook of Birds of Eastern North America. It is most at home in secluded, woodland and thickety retreats. Its notes are not remarkable for variety or volume, but in purity and sweetness of tone and exquisite modulation they are unequaled. Its water-dripping song is justly celebrated, 360. The following lines were stimulated by the account of one of the Antarctic expeditions, I forget which, but I think one. Shackleton's, it was related that the party of explorers, at the extremity of their strength, had the constant delusion that there was one more member than could actually be counted, 366-76. Cf. Hermann Hesse, Blick ins Chaos. Skon ist halb Europa, Skon ist zumindes der halb Osten Europas auf dem, Wege zum Chaos, Fehit betrunken im Heiligem Wahn am Abgrundent Lang, und sink dazu, sink betrunken und himmnisch wie Dmitri Karamazov sang. Über dies Lieder lacht der Buger beledigt der Heilige, und seher hurt sie mit trennen, 401. Data deidvam damiata, give sympathize, control. The fable of the meaning of the thunder is found in the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, 5.1. A translation is found in Diyasins. Setchig Upanishads des Veda, p. 489, 407. Cf. Webster, The White Devil, v. Roman 6. They'll remarry ere the worm pierce your winding sheet, ere the spider make a thin curtain for your epitaphs, 411. Cf. Inferno, Roman 33, 46. Id io sentii chiavar elusio di sato, Allora Baltora. Also F. H. Bradley, Appearance and Reality. P. 346. My external sensations are no less private to myself than are my thoughts or my feelings. In either case, my experience falls within my own circle, a circle closed on the outside, and with all its elements alike, every sphere is opaque to the others which surround it. In brief, regarded as an existence which appears in a soul, the whole world for each is peculiar and private to that soul. 424. V. Weston, From Ritual to Romance. Chapter on the Fisher King, 427. V. Purgatorio, Roman 26, 148. Arvas prec per aquella valor, quevas gaidal somd eliscalina, sovna vas attempts de modoler, poi esascos nel foco ciglia fina. 428. V. per vigilium veneris. Cf. Philomela in parts II and III. 429. V. Gerard de Nerval, Sonnet, El Disticciato, 431. V. Kidd. Spanish Tragedy, 433. Shanty, repeated as here, a formal ending to an Upanishad. The piece which passeth understanding is a feeble translation of the content of this word. End of the project GUTMBRG EBOOK The Wasteland asterisk. Updated editions will replace the previous one. The old editions will be renamed. Creating the works from print editions not protected by U.S. copyright law means that no one owns a United States copyright in these works. So the foundation and you can copy and distribute it in the United States without permission and without paying copyright royalties. Special rules set forth in the general terms of use part of this license apply to copying and distributing project. Gutenberg trademark electronic works to protect the project GUTMBRGTM concept and trademark. Project Gutenberg is a registered trademark and may not be used if you charge for an ebook, except by following the terms of the trademark license, including paying royalties for use of the Project Gutenberg trademark. If you do not charge anything for copies of this ebook, complying with the trademark license is very easy. You may use this ebook for nearly any purpose, such as creation of derivative works, reports, performances, and research. Project Gutenberg ebooks may be modified and printed and given away. You may do practically anything in the United States with ebooks not protected by U.S. copyright law. Redistribution is subject to the trademark license, especially commercial redistribution. Start full license, the full Project GUTMBRGTM license. Please read this before you distribute or use this work to protect the Project Gutenberg trademark mission of promoting the free distribution of electronic works by using or distributing this work, or any other work associated in any way with the phrase project. Gutenberg, you agree to comply with all the terms of the full Project Gutenberg license available with this file or online at www.gutenberg.org/license. Section 1. General Terms of Use and Redistributing Project Gutenberg Electronic Works. 1A. By reading or using any part of this Project Gutenberg electronic work, you indicate that you have read, understand, agree to, and accept all the terms of this license and intellectual property. Trademark Copyright Agreement. If you do not agree to abide by all the terms of this agreement, you must cease using and return or destroy all copies of Project Gutenberg electronic works in your possession. If you paid a fee for obtaining a copy of or access to a Project Gutenberg electronic work and you do not agree to be bound by the terms of this agreement, you may obtain a refund from the person or entity to whom you paid the fee as set forth in paragraph 1E8. 1B, Project Gutenberg is a registered trademark. It may only be used on or associated in any way with an electronic work by people who agree to be bound by the terms of this agreement. There are a few things that you can do with most Project Gutenberg electronic works, even without complying with the full terms of this agreement. C. Paragraph 1C below. There are a lot of things you can do with Project Gutenberg electronic works if you follow the terms of this agreement and help preserve free future access to Project Gutenberg electronic works. See paragraph 1E below 1C. The Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation, the foundation or PGLAF, owns a compilation copyright in the collection of Project Gutenberg electronic works. Nearly all the individual works in the collection are in the public domain in the United States. If an individual work is unprotected by copyright law in the United States and you are located in the United States, we do not claim a right to prevent you from copying, distributing, performing, displaying, or creating derivative works based on the work as long as all references to Project Gutenberg are removed. Of course, we hope that you will support the Project Gutenberg mission of promoting free access to electronic works by freely sharing Project Gutenberg works in compliance with the terms of this agreement for keeping the Project Gutenberg name associated with the work. You can easily comply with the terms of this agreement by keeping this work in the same format with its attached full Project Gutenberg license when you share it without charge with others. 1D. The copyright laws of the place where you are located also govern what you can do with this work. Copyright laws in most countries are in a constant state of change. If you are outside the United States, check the laws of your country in addition to the terms of this agreement before downloading, copying, displaying, performing, distributing, or creating derivative works based on this work or any other Project Gutenberg work. The Foundation makes no representations concerning the copyright status of any work in any country other than the United States. 1E. Unless you have removed all references to Project Gutenberg, 1E1. The following sentence with active links to or other immediate access to the full Project Gutenberg license must appear prominently whenever any copy of a Project Gutenberg work, any work, on which the phrase Project Gutenberg appears or with which the phrase Project Gutenberg is associated is accessed, displayed, performed, viewed, copied, or distributed. This ebook is for the use of anyone anywhere in the United States and most other parts of the world at no cost and with almost no restrictions whatsoever. You may copy it, give it away, or reuse it under the terms of the Project Gutenberg trademark license included with this ebook or online at www.gutenberg.org. If you are not located in the United States, you will have to check the laws of the country where you are located before using this ebook. 1E2. If an individual Project Gutenberg electronic work is derived from texts not protected by U.S. copyright law, does not contain a notice indicating that it is posted with permission of the copyright holder, the work can be copied and distributed to anyone in the United States without paying any fees or charges. If you are redistributing or providing access to work with the phrase Project Gutenberg associated with or appearing on the work, you must comply either with the requirements of paragraphs 1E1 through 1E7 or obtain permission for the use of the work and the Project Gutenberg trademark as set forth in paragraphs 1E8 or 1E9. 1E3. If an individual Project Gutenberg electronic work is posted with the permission of the copyright holder, your use and distribution must comply with both paragraphs 1E1 through 1E7 and any additional terms imposed by the copyright holder. Additional terms. will be linked to the Project Gutenberg license for all works, posted with the permission of the copyright holder found at the beginning of this work, 1E4. Do not unlink or detach or remove the full Project Gutenberg license terms from this work or any files containing a part of this work or any other work associated with Project Gutenberg. 1E5. Do not copy, display, perform, distribute, or redistribute this electronic work or any part of this electronic work without prominently displaying the sentence set forth in paragraph 1E1 with active links or immediate access to the full terms of the Project Gutenberg license. 1E6. You may convert to and distribute this work in any binary, compressed, marked up, non-proprietary or proprietary form, including any word processing or hypertext form. However, if you provide access to or distribute copies of a Project Gutenberg work in a format other than plain vanilla ASCII or other format used in the official version posted on the official Project Gutenberg website, www.gutenberg.org, you must, at no additional cost, fee, or expense, to the user provide a copy, a means of exporting a copy, or a means of obtaining a copy upon request of the work in its original plain, vanilla ASCII, or other form. Any alternate format must include the full Project Gutenberg license as specified in paragraph 1E1, 1E7. Do not charge a fee for access to, viewing, displaying, performing, copying, or distributing any Project Gutenberg works, unless you comply with paragraph 1E8 or 1E9. 1E8. You may charge a reasonable fee for copies of or providing access to or distributing Project Gutenberg electronic works, provided that you pay a royalty fee of 20% of the gross profits you derive from the use of Project Gutenberg works calculated using the method you already use to calculate your applicable taxes. The fee is owed to the owner of the Project Gutenberg trademark, but he has agreed to donate royalties under this paragraph to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation. Royalty payments must be paid within 60 days following each date on which you prepare or are legally required to prepare your periodic tax returns. Royalty payments should be clearly marked as such and sent to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation at the address specified in Section 4, Information about donations to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation. You provide a full refund of any money paid by a user who notifies you in writing or by email within 30 days of receipt that /he does not agree to the terms of the full Project Gutenberg trademark license. You must require such a user to return or destroy all copies of the works possessed in a physical medium and discontinue all use of and all access to other copies of Project Gutenberg trademark works. You provide, in accordance with paragraph 1F3, a full refund of any money paid for a work or a replacement copy if a defect in the electronic work is discovered and reported to you within 90 days of receipt of the work. You comply with all other terms of this agreement for free distribution of Project Gutenberg trademark works. 1E9. If you wish to charge a fee or distribute a Project Gutenberg trademark electronic work or group of works on different terms than are set forth in this agreement, you must obtain permission in writing from the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation, the manager of the Project Gutenberg trademark. Contact the foundation as set forth in Section 3 below, 1F1F1. Project Gutenberg volunteers and employees expend considerable effort to identify, do copyright research on, transcribe, and proofread works not protected by U.S. copyright law in creating the Project Gutenberg trademark collection. Despite these efforts, Project Gutenberg trademark electronic works and the medium on which they may be stored may contain defects, such as but not limited to incomplete, inaccurate, or corrupt data, transcription errors, a copyright or other intellectual property infringement, a defective or damaged disk or other medium, a computer virus or computer codes that damage or cannot be read by your equipment. 1F2. Limited warranty, disclaimer of DAMAGES, except for the right of replacement or refund described in paragraph 1F3, the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation, the owner of the Project Gutenberg trademark, and any other party distributing a Project Gutenberg trademark electronic work under this agreement, disclaim all liability to you for damages, costs, and expenses, including legal fees You agree that you have no remedies for negligence, strict liability, breach of warranty, or breach of contract except those provided in paragraph 1F3. You agree that the foundation, THE, trademark owner, and any distributor under this agreement will not be liable to you for actual, direct, indirect, consequential, punitive or incidental damages, even if you give notice of the possibility of such damage. 1F3. Limited right of replacement or refund. If you discover a defect in this electronic work within 90 days of receiving it, you can receive a refund of the money, if any, you paid for it by sending a written explanation to the person you received the work from. If you received the work on a physical medium, you must return the medium with your written explanation. The person or entity that provided you with the defective work may elect to provide a replacement copy in lieu of a refund. If you received the work electronically, the person or entity providing it to you may choose to give you a second opportunity to receive the work electronically in lieu of a refund. If the second copy is also defective, you may demand a refund in writing without further opportunities to fix the problem. 1F4. Except for the limited right of replacement or refund set forth in paragraph 1F3, this work is provided to you as is with no other warranties of any kind, express or implied, including but not limited to warranties of merchantability or fitness for any purpose. 1F5. Some states do not allow disclaimers of certain implied warranties or the exclusion or limitation of certain types of damages. If any disclaimer or limitation set forth in this agreement violates the law of the state applicable to this agreement, the agreement shall be interpreted to make the maximum disclaimer or limitation permitted by the applicable state law. The invalidity or unenforceability of any provision of this agreement shall not void the remaining provisions. 1F6. Indemnity. You agree to indemnify and hold the foundation, the trademark owner, any agent or employee of the foundation, anyone providing copies of Project Gutenberg trademark electronic works in accordance with this agreement, and any volunteers associated with the production, promotion, and distribution of Project Gutenberg trademark electronic works, harmless from all liability, costs, and expenses, including legal fees that arise directly or indirectly from any of the following which you do or cause to occur: a distribution of this or any Project Gutenberg work; b, alteration, modification, or additions or deletions to any Project Gutenberg work; and c, any defect you cause. Section 2. Information about the mission of Project Gutenberg. Project Gutenberg is synonymous with the free distribution of electronic works in formats readable by the widest variety of computers, including obsolete, old, middle-aged, and new computers. It exists because of the efforts of hundreds of volunteers and donations from people in all walks of life. Volunteers and financial support to provide volunteers with the assistance they need are critical to reaching Project Gutenberg goals and ensuring that the Project Gutenberg collection will remain freely available for generations to come. In 2001, the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation was created to provide a secure and permanent future for Project Gutenberg and future generations. To learn more about the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation and how your efforts and donations can help, see Sections 3 and 4 and the Foundation Information page at www.gutenberg.org, Section 3. Information about the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation. The Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation is a nonprofit, 501(c)(3) educational corporation organized under the laws of the state of Mississippi and granted tax-exempt status by the Internal Revenue Service. The foundation's EIN, or federal tax identification, number is 64622-1541. Contributions to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation are tax-deductible to the full extent permitted by U.S. federal laws and your state's laws. The foundation's business office is located at 41 Watchung Plaza 516, Montclair, NJ 7042, USA, +1-862-621-9288. Email contact links and up-to-date contact information can be found at the foundation's website and official page at www.gutenberg.org/contact. Section 4. Information about donations to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation. Project Gutenberg trademark depends upon and cannot survive without widespread public support and donations to carry out its mission of increasing the number of public domain and licensed works that can be freely distributed in machine-readable form accessible by the widest array of equipment, including outdated equipment. Many small donations, $1 to $5,000, are particularly important to maintaining tax-exempt status with the IRS. The foundation is committed to complying with the laws regulating charities and charitable donations in all 50 states of the United States. Compliance requirements are not uniform, and it takes a considerable effort, much paperwork, and many fees to meet and keep up with these requirements. We do not solicit donations in locations where we have not received written confirmation of compliance. To send donations or determine the status of compliance for any particular state, visit www.gutenberg.org/donate. While we cannot and do not solicit contributions from states where we have not met the solicitation requirements, we know of no prohibition against accepting unsolicited donations from donors in such states who approach us with offers to donate. International donations are gratefully accepted, but we cannot make any statements concerning tax treatment of donations received from outside the United States. U.S. laws alone swamp our small staff. Please check the Project Gutenberg web pages for current donation methods and addresses. Donations are accepted in a number of other ways, including checks, online payments, and credit card donations. To donate, please visit www.gutenberg.org/donate, Section 5. General information about Project Gutenberg Electronic Works. Professor Michael S. Hart was the originator of the Project Gutenberg concept of a library of electronic works that could be freely shared with anyone. For 40 years, he produced and distributed Project Gutenberg ebooks with only a loose network of volunteer support. Project Gutenberg ebooks are often created from several printed editions, all of which are confirmed as not protected by copyright in the U.S. unless a copyright notice is included. Thus, we do not necessarily keep ebooks in compliance with any particular paper edition. Most people start at our website, which has the main PG search facility, www.gutenberg.org. This website includes information about Project Gutenberg, including how to make donations to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation, how to help produce our new ebooks, and how to subscribe to our email newsletter to hear about new ebooks. This is the end of the audiobook. Thank you for listening. You can listen to and download more audiobooks at threeords.com.